Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. As I spend time with God, today's topic is walk a living path. David writes in the Psalms about being rescued by God, about being set on a solid place so that he could walk among the living, so that he could continue to do life. As I thought about that verse and David's life, I wonder how often we want to be rescued by God, but we would really like to be removed from all of this hassle of this world. We'd like to be removed from the COVID-19 environment. We would like God to rescue us and set us free from all the entanglements of this world, of all the heartache, of all the difficulty, of all the people that we disagree with and that disagree with us. And yet when we are baptized into Christ, God says that we die to sin, but we are risen to live. To live a new life. And as we find our path in Christ, we realize that He has called us to walk this path among the living. That each day we are called to be the representative of Jesus that someone needs to see. Someone needs to hear. Someone needs to be aware of. God's desire is that we would live life, and as I say often, we would live it to the full. That our life isn't hidden away. We don't light our lamp and hide it under a basket, under a bushel. But we let it shine. We set it upon a hill. We walk life, we do life, we live life among people who are living. And looks like I lost my Facebook for just a moment, but I think we're back. We do life among the living. And I know it's messy. And I know it's difficult. And I know that there are times where we would rather just not do life among the living. And yes, there are times where we need to withdraw, we need to refuel, we need to recharge. The Bible talks about Jesus often going to lonely or deserted places to pray. But it also says he would do so very early in the morning. Time where he could withdraw and spend time with his Father to fuel up, so to speak, to walk his life among the living, to touch the lepers, to heal the sick, to listen to the downtrodden and the brokenhearted. Sometimes as I read through the Gospels and the stories of Jesus, it just seems that one of his greatest qualities was listening to, interacting with people in such a way they believed they were heard. Noticing people that others had ignored all their life. Valuing people that, well, had felt no value by those in the society around them. All while including anyone that wanted to learn, anyone that wanted to be a part of his kingdom, of his following. You see, it wasn't singling out any group, any type of people. The religious leaders were welcome. They just didn't like what he had to say. The poor were welcome, and they generally liked what he had to say. You see, Jesus came to bring good news to those in a world that he was living in. And in order to do that, he knew he must walk among the living. We are called to bring good news to the people living in the same world that we're living in. And it's important and even commanded that we gather together to worship God, to encourage one another. And those times are important, but if that's the only times we're living for Christ, then we're missing a huge part of what we've been called to do, and that's to walk with Christ among the living, to represent Him in a world that needs to see something different than what they've seen. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to ask God to help you see what your witness looks like. Oh, it's easy to believe it's one thing because we know that's what it ought to be. But how would it look if you could see it through the eyes of someone else? If you could see your witness through the eyes of an unbeliever, through the eyes of the poor, through the eyes of the outcast, through the eyes of the rich young rulers of our society. You see, Jesus was an equal opportunity giver of hope. He would give hope to the poor. He would give hope to the rich. And sometimes we have enough difficulty finding hope for ourselves that we're not all that good at sharing it. One of the things that I've discovered for myself, at least, is when I become the most discouraged, that the best, the easiest way for me to come out of that is to, number one, spend time with God even more deliberately, but out of that time with God, find someone to serve. Ask Him to open up an opportunity to represent Him in a more deliberate way, a more specific way, to walk this life among the living. It's easy for Christians to kind of begin to cluster together and to huddle up and protect ourselves when we're away from one another. And God says, no, get out there and let your light shine. Get out there and walk this path among the living. They need to see Jesus. They need to have hope. They need to know there's a better way. Some just need to know there's a way. And we have the greatest promise ever that Jesus says He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. In a culture that has become more and increasingly adamant that every way is as good as any other, Well, unless it's God's way, then it's not so good. We have a message that needs to be heard, but it also needs to be seen by the way we walk. Sometimes, and I've heard it said in various ways, that we need to really ask, does the way I live life in Christ make anyone want what I have? You see, in the first century church, even in the midst of persecution, even in the midst of great judgment, for lack of a better word, the church grew. It's an interesting verse to me, and you get the whole Ananias and Sapphira thing where they lie to the apostles, and God says, you're really lying to the Holy Spirit about being more generous than what they were. And God strikes them dead. I mean, you talk about judgment for dishonesty that we would laugh off most of the time. I don't know that we take dishonesty as seriously as God does. And this wasn't, this was to make a point. This was to build a foundation for God's church. Because you really don't see God dealing with dishonesty in everyone that dramatically or swiftly, or we would all be gone. But what gets me is Father, it says, great fear seized the church. Well, yes. And the Lord added to their number daily those that were being saved. The church grew, even in the midst of great fear, because those remaining got the seriousness of living life in a way that others would see Jesus. And I believe part of it was a recognition that God's holiness was worth it. Today, as we spend time praying, I would ask, how visible is your faith? And I'm not talking about living life among the living in a way that's deliberately obnoxious. In today's culture, some will object no matter what. But I've been in situations where people, in the name of Christ, seem to want to deliberately offend people. And I don't know, that just doesn't seem that effective to me. And yes, there are times the truth hurts. But the way we present the truth can go a long ways between being a hurt that brings conviction to being a hurt that brings rejection. So pray about how God will use you today, walking among the living to represent Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that has called us to yourself, but you have called us to live life here with a purpose. And as we walk this path with Christ today, may we be mindful that we're walking among living people. Some who are walking the path with us, and some who need to find the path. They need to find Christ. They need to see Him in us. So, Father, today I pray as we live life, as much as we may want to escape this world, to be in your physical presence. You've not called us there yet. You've called us to live life here, to represent Jesus, to be your witness where we are and to wherever we go. So, Father, today I pray that you would help us to examine our life, to be able to have a glimpse of what it looks like from the outside to those who don't know you yet. That we could see what our walk with you looks like to those who are poor, to those who are brokenhearted, to those who are rich, to those who the world says has it made. Father, that there would be something in our life that shines Jesus to all of these people. That our walk with Christ would make Him known. Father, I pray specifically for the children in our homes, our communities that are beginning schooling in whatever form that looks like this year. That they would realize, because they see it in us adults and their parents and the peoples that surround them, that it's possible to walk daily with Jesus. In a culture that was so anti or non-religious. Not only did Jesus draw people to Himself everywhere He went, the apostles taught and preached and lived the good news of Jesus, and the church grew in a culture that was very opposed to Christianity, to faith. Father, may our walk among the living be such that your kingdom grows. The church that Jesus has called to Himself, the body of Christ, would be an attractive thing. Not because of what we do, but because of who we belong to. Father, may we become more concerned with walking daily among the living, representing Jesus, than we are about designing the best and brightest and flashiest program ever. May we allow the truth of Jesus to attract people rather than our programs. May we lift up Jesus rather than our shows. Father, whatever we do as a body together to encourage one another, whatever that needs to look like, may we never forget the real work of walking with Christ among the living. So, Father, today as we live, as we interact, as we see people in person or we interact online or make phone calls, whatever it is that we're doing, may we live with a constant awareness of representing Jesus among a people who are living, some in darkness, some who are walking this path of light but are confused, are struggling, or discouraged. Father, may the path we walk among the living be one that builds people up. that shares Jesus, that gives hope, that encourages and instructs and challenges and allows your spirit to work. And Father, may the world we live in be different because of our presence in it. May the places we set our feet be changed because you have been there with us. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.